I'm Rona Tarrant. Defence Secretary James Mattis has said military police at the border with Mexico will be unarmed and will not have the power to carry out arrests. Mattis told reporters that military deployment along the Mexico border was to help protect border officials from possible threats. A convoy of almost 3,000 Central American migrants has arrived at the Mexican border city of Tijuana. They say they're fleeing persecution, poverty and violence, but President Trump has described the caravan as an invasion and deployed almost 6,000 troops to the border. In Minnesota, the Diocese of Winona-Rochester plans to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection following allegations of child sexual abuse against former priests. The diocese distributed a letter from Bishop John Quinn to parishioners over the weekend. The diocese faces 121 claims of clergy sex abuse involving 14 priests from the 1960s to the 1980s. The Diocese of Duluth and New Ulm have also filed for bankruptcy amid abuse claims, while the St. Cloud Diocese announced its intention to file in February but hasn't done so. The Mexican Bishops' Conference has established a team for protecting children against clerical sexual abuse. The team, approved at the Bishops' General Assembly, will include bishops, priests and lay people. A statement cited Pope Francis' wish for zero tolerance towards the culture of abuse and said the team would work on advising church leaders and developing prevention protocols and best practices, as well as supporting victims. The Vatican has released Pope Francis' schedule for his visit to Panama for World Youth Day in January. The itinerary includes a meeting with young people and inmates at a prison, as well as people living with HIV. The Pope's visit to Panama will take place from January 23rd to 27th. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.